Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English Podcast. Press release. The blood of the people of Palestine is dripping, and the Palestinian Authority is dancing with the devil on their remains. Jibril Rajoub, head of the Supreme Council for Youth and Sports, announced the 10th Palestine International Marathon for next Friday, May 8, 2026, revealing the ugly face of the authority. A face that is not ashamed of disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nor does it lower its gaze out of modesty before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or His servants. In his announcement of the marathon's launch, Rajoub said, quote, "We announce the launch of the Palestine International Marathon after a two-year hiatus due to the circumstances the Palestinian territories have endured, including the aggression against the Gaza Strip and the occupation security measures imposed on the West Bank. As if the aggression against Gaza has ceased, the siege lifted from its people. Their hungry are fed, the fearful are given refuge, and justice is served. As if the West Bank situation has changed, and the brutality of the Jewish entity's soldiers against its people, the killing, imprisonment, demolition, siege, and displacement has stopped. As if the settler gangs' aggression, which targeted people, trees, and stones, has been prevented, halted, or justice is served for the Palestinian people against those who wronged them. As if the Palestinian Authority can guarantee the safety of even a stolen sheep, a felled tree, or a terrorized soul, so that it can celebrate its sinful marathon. Or as if the conditions of Palestine and its people have changed to warrant celebrations, and what celebrations they are. The authority holds this sinful marathon while the people of Palestine suffer under its shackles, on top of the shackles of the criminal entity. The educational process has been destroyed. The health system is breathing its last breaths in the public and private sectors. It has not paid the salaries of employees, and workers cannot find sustenance for their families. On top of that, the authority pursues them with endless taxes. Thus, the marathon paints a picture of its spending on what does not benefit the people of Palestine, but rather harms them in their deen and their worldly life. This marathon was a sin from the first day it was launched, even if it was cloaked with a cover. It does not hide the shame of the authority. Its sin is clear from the goals of the organizing body of the conference, which is to raise the percentage of female participants to 50%, which is a blatant and scandalous call for mixing, displaying awra, private parts, and normalizing sin to become a common scene among the people of Palestine. The hand of the West that worked and still works to change the curricula, westernize the people of Palestine, and strip them of the values and rulings of Islam is the same hand that stands behind the marathon. The marathon's launch at this time, despite the wounds that have not yet healed and the blood that has been shed and has not yet dried, is nothing but a dance of the devil upon the blood and sorrows of the people of Palestine. All that is said about this marathon conveying a message to the world is a lie that does not warrant a response. These shameful acts send a false message about the people of Palestine to the Islamic Ummah, portraying them as living in luxury, sin, comfort, and pleasure, while the people of Palestine are enduring death and humiliation, morning and night. Their true message to the Islamic Ummah and its armies is that Palestine, its Masra, site of Isra, and its prisoners are calling upon the Ummah to liberate the blessed land from the Jews, their allies, their supporters, and their followers. They yearn for the day when the armies will move as they did at Hattin and Ain Jalut to root out the disbelieving people. It will be a day of true joy, a day when the believers and the people of Palestine will rejoice in Allah's victory. Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir in the Blessed Land, Palestine.